Jason, do you think your neighbors will get a hold of what you said? Short shaming them? Because a couple people
probably
have tweeted and go, man, Jason is just short shaming and dunking on his neighbors.
No, I love my guy. I love my neighbors.
They know they're short.
Yeah, they know it. they're not surprised.
They're not dumb. They know what the score is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all good.
They're great people. I love them.
Yeah.
They talk about it.
Just vertically challenged.
Yeah, they just talk about it.
That's all. No big deal.
So we talked about this yesterday, that Adrian Wojnarowski, who was the lead ESPN NBA insider, especially when it comes to trades and breaking news, has decided to leave ESPN. What we didn't know was how much money he was being paid.
I know.
ESPN was paying him north of $7 million a year.
It's a lot of dough.
Isn't that nuts? I would have never guessed it was that high.
No. I would have thought that he was like, maybe he makes $2 million, $2.5
million. Yeah, I would have guessed along somewhere those lines.
I don't even think he's on TV nearly at the amount that you see a lot of these other guys on TV. Right. Like, if he's making $7 million, what does Mike Greenberg make?
Oh, I have no idea.
Greeny.
Greeny's probably making...
10?
Yeah.
12?
10, something in that range.
I know Stephen A. Smith apparently wants 20 or 25 million a year.
Right.
Yeah, but Woj is one of the most important personalities.
I mean, I agree. I'm just saying I don't see him.
There's
that
a lot
much.
Of Greenbergs out there. Woj was the best of the best,
right,
as far as breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he left because just the sheer volume of work, the time involved, and he wanted to settle down. Now, I'm sure his new gig, where he's going to be the GM. Right?
General manager of St. Bonnie's, the basketball team.
I'm sure that's going to be a stressful position to an extent, but he's decided quality of life is more important than grinding for that money.
Let's be honest.
And he doesn't need the money anymore.
I'm going to guess the St. Bonaventure gig pays him handsomely, too, but probably not to the tune of $7 million per year.
Not even close.
I would guess it's $1 million a year position, maybe a little bit more. Maybe there's some incentives there too, as far as like fundraising for the program, NIL tie-ins.
I'd be surprised if it was that high.
You don't think
St. Bonnie's can afford to pay
someone? They just don't have a lot of money.
I don't know if they can afford to pay $1 million or $1.5 million.
But Cakes does bring up.
I mean, it's
good
not
point.
Like it's
he's
Kansas.
He's banked that $7 million for several years now.
Yes.
He's got he has a nice war chest, I would think.
Yes,
at this point.
And I don't know his family situation.
Yeah, I don't know. How old is Woj? Is he like mid-50s? Is he
I think he's our age. I want to say he's 55.
Okay.
So it does beg the question, though. How much money would you need to endure a job that is getting to you?
Right. It's just stresses
that
you out.
Hate. Now, I'm not saying that he hated his job, but obviously he's chosen to leave it for reasons that don't have to do with the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's because he was just working too much, stressed too much.
Travel.
I brought this up when we first talked about it. Adam Schefter said, when you're in that type of position, that it takes over your life. Schefter all the time has two phones on the set.
Like when he could be on vacation, but he's never really like on vacation. Like he's at the beach. He's got his two phones. Like,
what do you think Schefter makes?
Oh, he makes. I mean, if Woj is making seven. I mean, Schefter has to be making more than that because he's covering the NFL.
That's the NFL, right?
I would put him at $10 million or more.
So the average salary for a general manager at a Division I university is between $130,000 and $170,000.
Really? It's that low?
Yeah. Just put him on the high end.
I mean,
he's making less than
$200,000. Wow. That's a massive
I mean, that's mid-major college hoops. It's not like he's going to Kansas or Carolina.
Right.
So he's 55. I don't know if he has any kids. He actually was only with ESPN for 6 or 7 years.
Yes.
Because he was Yahoo Sports before that. But it does beg the question, what would it take?
He got a massive payday for however many years with ESPN.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
What would it take for you to leave this gig? You work out. You work with your buddies. Mm-hmm. You've been doing it for...
Well, you have to tell me what I'm doing.
29 years.
What am I doing instead?
Something that you don't like.
Like what? Give me an example.
You're back at Toys R Us.
I'm back at Toys R Us.
If it even exists anymore.
You're a manager at the Toys R Us.
Oh, it's a soul-crushing job.
60 hours a week. 50 to 60 hours a week.
How much would it take for me to take that gig?
Yeah. Yes.
$2 million.
Holy guacamole.
I mean, if you're asking what it would take for me
you'd
to
rather
go back.
Make so you need that much of a jump.
Yeah. $2 million, and I'm back slinging Teddy Ruxpin's and Power Rangers. And tickle
it
me
would
almost.
Take me less than that. $1 million.
What was the last job you had right before the Junkies? I know you had a couple part-timers.
I was the courier. Remember, I was running courier work.
Okay, so you're a full-time courier.
I was a full-time courier.
You're a gym.
Driving all over the place.
Like all over D.C., right?
I would drive to Richmond.
Oh, man. That's...
I would drive to Baltimore.
Now, were you getting paid per delivery? Like how is the pay?
Per delivery.
And the further you went, the more you got paid, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like if you're driving to Richmond, you better be getting paid more than driving into D.C.
Yeah, because the company would charge the client more for the longer drive.
Yeah.
And then some of them were priority. They called them priority drives.
Okay, right.
And those were like triple the price.
Did you have to drive faster for those?
Well, I had to get there. This needs to get there by 4 o'clock. All right. Get there. So I would get paid more for that.
Yeah.
That job sucked.
Right. So it's a job that sucks.
Yeah.
You said it wouldn't take $2 million. What's it going to take for you to take the job that sucks?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million a year. You know what your paychecks would be if you were making $1 million a year?
They'd be fat.
Yeah, they'd be fat ass checks.
Big ones.
That would be guaranteed to have the job for several years.
JP, that's what it would take for me to take. I can't even remember the name of the machine, but it's almost like a mini forklift. That I would have to bring into the truck to jack up the pallets filled with toys on the truck, drag it out of the truck and put it into the warehouse, and then direct my minions to go stock the shelves out on the toy floor. You think that was fun? You think that was fun when the truck pulled in and it was 90 degrees outside and you had to go into the truck? With my short sleeve dress shirt and my tie. Right. You think that was fun?
I know it
that wasn't fun.
That was not fun. I can tell
I
you.
I was
that.
Basically.
I think I'm going to go
JP,
below
I
you.
Was, I was basically an Amazon driver.
Yes.
Just I wasn't just driving. But at least I wasn't driving a truck. I was driving my car.
Right. Hey, while you were driving around for $1 million, you could listen to us do the Junkies.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny.
And I say to myself, man, those guys are just so stupid. What are
so
they talking
mad
about?
When we're talking
suck.
About, you know, duty, he'd be like, they miss me.
Yeah. I haven't heard EB in 5 minutes. Must be pooping again.
Yeah, but he'd get the last laugh because he's making a milli.
Yeah.
Delivering packages to Roanoke.
So my last, my last job, I almost forgot. So my first summer, I worked for a judge.
Mm-hmm.
My second summer, I actually worked for the Equal Opportunity Commission right by Union Station.
Okay.
I almost remember nothing about that job. Right. I don't remember
you've
one colleague.
It.
I don't remember anything other than all I would think about is I would show up in my suit and tie. All right? I'd have to wear a suit and tie. I would show up, and all I would do is with the colleagues who I don't remember, which is terrible. Hopefully they're not listening. Is I would just think about where are we going for lunch.
Right.
That was it. It was a typical
all you care about.
Office job in a cubicle. Where are we
it
going
would
for lunch?
It take me $2 million to go back to Toys R Us. I don't even know if I've talked about this job ever because I had this job for one day to go back.
I don't
to
remember
this,
a one day job. I remember
back,
most of your jobs. You used to work close to Annapolis at that restaurant that had the windmill.
Sure.
What was the name of that spot?
Well, when I
Red Hot
there,
and Blue.
Well. I worked there pre-Red Hot and Blue. When I worked there, it was called Texas Steaks and Barbecue.
Okay.
And that was like a mom and pop shop.
He was a cook.
Was that in Bowie?
No, it was like Annapolis.
It was going towards the bridge.
It was on 50 before you get to the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, like 450.
Off to the right.
No, it was on 50. It was like it was near Cape St. Clair.
Yeah, yes. Right off from the right.
Correct.
Yes.
I worked there. I wasn't good enough to work the grill, so I was the
prep cook.
Stooge prep cook.
Right.
So they're like if you ordered like an open face like roast beef sandwich, I would slop that together and give it to the servers. Here's the job that would take me $10 million to go back to. And I did this job for one day and I knew that this job sucked and I was not cut out for it. The donks who come in and do inventory. You know, have you ever seen them? Like, they've got like a little calculator on their hip and they're walking through a store and they're going, they're typing in like however many Crest toothpaste boxes there are. They're doing inventory on the whole store. I did that one day, and I quit.
This was just mind-numbing.
You just said, I'm done. Yeah.
I didn't even get...
Plus, there was math involved, which you're not good at.
I didn't even get paid. I hated that gig so much, I didn't even try to get my one day's worth of pay, which probably would have been, I don't know, $30. This is probably 30-plus years ago.
You bounced.
Did that for one day.
It was too much for you.
I said, I'm never doing this again.
Well, EB, who's not here.
Never, ever, ever.
We worked at Jasper's.
Yeah.
All right, which was
I remember
a Jasper's. Nice restaurant in Greenbelt.
Yeah.
And I worked as a waiter. My boy Frazier worked there as a waiter. I think Dr. Z worked there as a waiter. Like, a bunch of us worked there. And we had to do 3 days of training.
Hmm. I would label it an okay restaurant. I don't know if I'd call it a nice restaurant. That's kind
whatever.
Of an affront to nice restaurants.
Compared to a restaurant.
Maybe like
a,
it was like maybe a step above
like a Fridays.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a step above
Fridays. I remember Jasper's.
It's like Flingers in office
it was
space.
In, well, yeah. Jasper's, was that in Crofton?
It was in Greenbelt. In Beltway Plaza.
I thought there was one in Crofton.
Beltway Plaza. There was El Torito.
What was the restaurant that was in Crofton that was pretty popular?
There was a Jasper's there.
Oh, okay,
that's what he's talking about.
That was
about.
The second location. But right. I worked at the one in Greenbelt.
Yep, I remember that one.
But you had to do 3 days of training. And everybody hated it because you just wanted to start making money, right? And training, you would first get like one table. Mm-hmm. You'd trail an experienced waiter. Then the next day you might get two tables. They bump you to three. And then eventually you'd get your section, right? Where you can make, you know, $100.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck it was. EB asked for another day of training because he said it was too hairy.
And then brain.
He quit because he said it was too stressful.
It was too hard.
He couldn't handle the menu. He couldn't handle running around, getting the drinks.
Pretty hard to get people potato skins.
Well, Jasper's in particular was particular about the type of glasses. So if somebody ordered a vodka tonic, you had to give them rocks glass. If they ordered something else, you had to. Yeah, there was a lot involved there. Mm-hmm. It was like a 30-page menu.
Meanwhile, high school dropouts and burners are out smoking cigarettes and weed in the parking lot and are able to handle the job just fine.
Yes. I'm surprised you don't know Beltway Plaza. You kind of grew up close to there.
No,
Kangaroo Katie's was the other spot there.
Yeah, I remember that. For some reason, I just thought the Jasper's was only in Crofton.
Yeah.
But now I do remember it was in Beltway Plaza.
So I don't need
there
a million.
There were some popular spots in Beltway
if
Plaza.
If I went back to the EEOC, the job, which I don't remember anything about, I had to put a suit and tie and drive into work. Get on 50 and just deal with the traffic.
Hey,
I don't know. Give me 750.
If anybody out there wants to hire me to do inventory, $10 million. Come and get me. I can be your inventory specialist. I'll go count all the boxes in your back room. I'll probably count them incorrectly, but I'll do it. For the bargain basement price, $10 million.
What was the best part of your Toys R Us gig?
The best
was
part.
There a best part?
Let me see if I can scan the memory banks if there was a best part.
Did you like anything about that job?
The best part was probably the smoke breaks outside the building. I mean, that's the best thing I can come up with.
The smoke breaks.
I just drag Marlboro lights right down to the filter.
And yet you were there. I'm just trying to get inside your head. So you were there for 4.5 years.
I wasn't a heavy smoker.
Well, pretty heavy.
Probably at my peak. Like a half pack a day.
That's pretty heavy.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out. So you can't think of one thing you liked except for the smoke break. And you were there for 4.5 years. Did you interview for any other jobs during that time? This is why we call them box.
No.
Right.
I was just
so literally the junkies. EB always says the junkie saved Kevin's life. Mm-hmm. We saved this guy's life.
I was resigned to my lot
so,
in life.
Yeah, he was so unimaginative. He hated his job. For 4.5 years.
Yeah.
He has a college degree.
You did.
And he was just willing to just stay with it.
I think I interviewed for one other gig.
Were you making hourly or salary?
Salary.
What, 20 grand?
It was nubs. I think my first salary coming out of college was like 22.5.
Yeah.
22.5. Terrible.
But I remember.
Well, we hit the lottery.
I remember when we got offered the job for WJFK full time at night. We had that meeting, and then we went to Jason's house, and we're sitting on the back deck. And Jason
pondering.
And I knew we were in.
A lot of pondering.
Jason and I were in.
Cakes was
already married, and he was lamenting his 401k.
Yeah, I had like 25k.
It's like, I don't know if I can leave Toys R Us.
Dude, I was punting away 25 large when I was, I don't know, late 20s at that point?
Not late 20s, you're 24,
okay,
25.
Mid to late 20s, whatever. Yeah. that's a sizable chunk of money when you're that young. Yep. Like, it's not easy to just part with $25,000. You want to part with $25,000 now?
Hell no. Right. ain't happening.
Right. Rewind to when you're like 24 or 25. But then I was like, I can do this dumb job anytime. Punt. Let's go. Let's do this.
Worked out.
I think it worked out. Worked out for the best.
Our touchdown parlay worked out in week one. Not so much in week two.
We're coming back this week.
But we're ready to get it back next. Our touchdown parlay here on the Junkies.